This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. We are ranting today. Are we ready to rant?
Rant home.
Sure.
Rant. Was that the Shot song? That's going to be our...
Shot.
All right, Mary Goulet. How are we doing, Mary Goulet?
Doing well.
Richard
Happy to be here.
Yeah, hanging out. And White Wade has decided he is moving the studios.
I'm sad.
I know you're sad. Like, literally, you're sad because this has been like, you have been in this studio
forever.
Like, 13 years? How long did you say?
2002, 16, 14 years.
Good golly.
Just after prom.
All right, let's do this. Okay, so thinking back on all those years.
Richard.
On all those years.
Yes.
And you, like, raised kids out of that chair. Like, my God. Like, did you have a
studio? My first show was June of 2002, and Portia was born in January of 2002. So she was 6 months old when I started my first show.
Wow. So you had a brand new baby when you just started.
Yes. I only did, I think, an hour a week.
And now you do 60.
Right? But it was great. It was fun. It was... So yeah. The kids
Do they
are...
wonder why people still want to listen to you?
No, of course.
Wow.
Hey,
I am talking about the listeners
or the kids?
No.
Which are we talking about?
No, the kids.
No,
I'm saying it as my 3.5-year-old's already worn out on me.
Are you a helicopter parent?
Kind of.
Really?
Kind of. But, you know, they're almost 17 and 15.
So does it get easier or harder as they get older for girls?
They get sassier.
I've heard it gets harder.
It gets a little harder. Because they're doing this push-pull thing, like, Mom, I'm going with my friends. Leave me alone. Come on, you're so annoying. And then they want to hug me and sit on my lap and watch TV with me.
And that can happen in 30 seconds.
Yes.
And
with girls, yes.
And that's how it's going to be for you, man. Because
I know. That's
you,
what I see
and you guys are one and done, or are you going to have another?
Wow.
Well,
I want to know.
I know.
I'm curious.
We'd like to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you have another girl, would you keep going? Do you have a boy?
No.
No, so you'd be two. So two max, like, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You got to have, you know, just...
Cause you're
divide
like,
and conquer.
Because you're getting to the point now where it's like, you get, like, I don't want to have a baby when I'm, like, 65. You know what I mean? Like, that's just stupid.
You had two boys. Didn't you want a girl?
Hell no, I didn't want a girl. Oh, my God. I was like, I knew exactly who, like, me having a girl would have been, like, that right there would have been... Just like the ultimate karma. Like right there, that would have been
That'd
the
been
ultimate
funny.
Karma. Yeah, because like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not mean to women by any stretch, but I have had my fair share of like
being a jerk.
Not being exactly the nicest.
Boy, are you
to,
sure
yeah,
trying
so,
to be diplomatic about
I'm trying.
Dark side.
So, hey, welcome. Come on in. How you doing? Yay, grab a seat. And we're just chatting here today. This is the rant part of the episode here. Check your volume on that. And yeah, spin that.
You can hear.
Yay. Zen's in the studio. Yeah. Oh, wait, we all get to be Zen. Are we all Zen right now? Now we're all Zen.
Let's take a moment.
You see, I can even, like, I try that and, like, my thumb won't even touch anything. Like, I try to get Zen and, like, it won't go anywhere. Like, my body physically, like, I can't be Zen. I just, I've tried.
Are you
is Zen your real,
I'm
is Zen your real name, by the way?
Yes, it is my real
is
name.
Is it
my
really?
Driver's license, yes.
Oh my God, you have hippie parents then?
That's
yes,
awesome.
Or like,
or you named yourself later, or they?
No, somebody gave me the name. Yeah, later.
Oh, it came later.
It came later, but I did not choose it. Believe me,
my sister did that. My sister actually changed her name twice. She did a Hebrew name thingy. She did a Hebrew name thingy first, so she changed from Cindy to Zisi, and then Zisi to Eve.
Eve,
I think. Let me ask you a question. Did you? Because like, all right. So Mary has two daughters. Rich has one daughter. I have two boys
and a dark soul.
And a dark soul. Do you have kids?
I do. I have a 2-year-old son.
I have a 2-year-old son. All right,
yeah.
Sue. Congratulations.
Thank
for now.
You.
Because we know what happens to kids once they get old enough. Like, by the way, I couldn't wait for my kids to talk. And then once they started talking, I was like, Jesus, would you just shut up? I mean, my God, stop asking
is
questions.
Is that Xavier?
That is Xavier.
Yeah.
That child will not say. He's incessant. Yeah, I mean, I love him to death, but that child is
incessant.
Do you
hear yourself right now?
After this hour is done, I am done. I stop talking. Like, all my talking I say for you guys, and then I'm done.
Well, you know, everything that we want them to be later is going to probably annoy us along the path if we don't remember. Like, outspoken,
yeah, independent. You say that about Olivia.
Yeah, like, I'd remind myself daily, like, a little girl, I want her to be able to speak her mind. I want her to have presence of mind. Yeah. I want her to stand in her own, you know. So, yeah. And that's going to annoy me along the way sometimes.
Oh, Portia
does
that.
If I don't keep that in perspective.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So we're talking right now. Hi, how
Hi.
Are you? Welcome.
I know you just walked.
Then just like drop in. You're like, hey, but we will get to all your fun stuff
right
in the next thing. Right now we're just ranting. That's our.
I'm loving you guys. You guys are awesome. I'm already loving this.
Yay, sweet. Welcome. Okay, so Zen, you just dropped in soon. By the way, so for those who don't know you, and since I'm just going to butcher your name later, just pronounce it like Zen Cryer DeBrook.
That's it.
I got it. Yeah, wow. I nailed it. All right, so let me ask you a question. So my sister, like I said, changed her name twice. I think when people do that, they're running away from something. Like, I'm not saying
you're becoming more fully themselves.
Well, this is reinvention radio, right? So we reinvent ourselves. And I just historically, like my sister, I know she's running away from some stuff. She'll be changing her name again because she's just that way at some point, I'm sure. But do you think, like, when you did it, was it like a total and complete? Like, if Portia or Sterling wanted to change their name, What would you do? Because like how would your parents when what would you do if Portia and Sterling wanted to change their name?
So Portia and Sterling, I gave them unique first names, but then I gave them classic middle names. So Sterling Grace Portia Claire.
Mm.
So Portia tells me when she's like in third grade, my name is Lucy.
Lucy.
I'm like, what? So
that is
years,
the wrong name for, like, out of any name for a girl. That is just like, you talk about, like, cruel parents. Out of any name for a girl, you name your girl Lucy.
Well, that's what Zen's name was before she changed it.
No, it wasn't. No.
I had an opposite experience. Honestly, I had a girlfriend who changed her name, and I had so much judgment, and, like, I never really told her. And so later when I had this spiritual calling and I was told my name was going to change, I was really pissed off about it, actually. I was really, like, had judgment and... I think sometimes what goes around comes around, you know what I mean?
You were mad that you had done that earlier?
Yeah, I really had a lot of judgment about it. And my response at first was, as long as it's not some stupid hippie name, well, here we go. You know, it's like one of those things that, you know, happens. So
Wait, you were told your name was going to change.
I was asked.
You were asked. Oh, we're going to have to get into that. So if Olivia wanted, what? Go ahead.
I was trying to remember who the other guest was that their name changed and it was an acronym to. Oh, she's big time.
Suna.
Yeah. No. Sark.
Yes.
Sark.
Yeah, that was Sark. Yeah, Sark. So she, well, now that's a beautiful story. There's like a beautiful sort of reinvention there. But I think other people who do tend to kind of run away from something in order to think like, I'm just going to be totally somebody different. But anyway, the point only being that you... obviously then had a different name. What was your original name?
Jennifer.
See,
you look like a Jennifer.
I could totally see you as a Jennifer.
Yeah.
All right. So, and if you had to change your name to anything, what would it be? Because I know Ryan Lochte is going to be changing his name. That's kind of why I'm on the subject right now. Because you damn well know that the Lochte family, like for, and have you heard, you of course have, no, you have no idea. Okay. So
let's go ahead.
No, I don't have any idea.
Do you have a television?
Yes, but I've been traveling a lot with this book tour, so I spent a lot of time on audiobooks.
You're doing a tour. That's so cool. And you decided, so like, what detour did you take to end up here? I'm sorry.
Kim Corbin loves you guys, man. She just was really excited and thrilled I could be here.
Awesome.
And I listened to a bunch of your podcasts and fell in love with you guys, too. And
that's so sweet.
Well, I love what you're doing.
Thank you for being
here.
That
will change by the time she
leaves. Yeah, I know, right? Give it 6 minutes. No, so Ryan Lochte, Olympic swimmer, he had this whole thing in Rio where basically he decided he was going to piss on the ground because he couldn't open the door and then try to destroy something and then falsify a police report and all that fun stuff. Can you imagine, like, I mean, the name, Lochte, like, his parents right now have got to be so pissed. Like,
he blew it, man. How immature was that? He just lost 4 endorsements and tons of money. Now they want him to fly back to Rio to...
They just subpoenaed him.
Yeah.
I mean, because simply he thought it would be cool. Be like, yeah, some guy put a gun in my forehead. I was like, yo, man, I ain't getting down on the floor. I don't care who you are. And that was his story. And I guess he would probably just assume like he would just tell some of his buddies and then like it never went anywhere. But of course, it's gone absolutely everywhere. And now he's toast. But the point being, when you look at a name, like what's in a name, and that's kind of where I was going with this, is like if somebody's name is like you couldn't have the name Gacy, right? Like, you couldn't have, like, I'm from Chicago. Like, I guarantee you that, like, anybody, like, who had the name Gacy, they were like, oh, fuck, really? Dude, like, our whole lineage is, like, posed. I've been watching Game of Thrones with the wife. Do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
No,
yes.
I don't.
You watch it?
Love it.
You do?
I do.
Can't get into it.
Oh, my gosh. I read the books, though, so that might be part of it.
Oh, they're books. Okay,
brilliant.
See, I didn't even know that. Do you watch it, Rich?
No, I have, but I don't.
Yeah, I can't get into it. There's, like... I mean, all I know is whoever the writer is on that show, he's got to be schizophrenic, because like there are so many different things going on in that show. I can't keep up. And probably because I'm high out of my mind every time I try to watch it. And like literally I fall asleep for half of it and then I wake up and like somebody's head is cut off and I'm just like, what happened? And my wife gets mad. But anyway, the point only being like the lineage. You think about lineage. There is a point.
We have about a minute left
to pull this all together.
We're talking about a lineage of names. That's all.
Robert Goulet. Someone meets me, they're like, did you ever see that SNL skit with Will Ferrell?
Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, I've seen it 100 times. And actually, you probably hadn't seen it. Then after 50 people told you about it, I'm going to watch it. Yeah. But the point being the power in a name. And I want to talk about that because the difference between Jennifer and Zen is pretty incredibly powerful. I mean, you just say that to somebody and it's like, whoa, that's totally, totally different. So, Portia, PC. Can we call her PC? Do you call her PC?
I should.
You should.
I call her boyfriend, Neck Up Logan.
Neck up, Logan. He's all neck up.
You cannot touch her from the neck down. I'll be downstairs there somewhere, and I'll go, neck up, Logan. He's I know.
Oh, that's good. I like that one. All right. And so, anyway, we're going to be talking to you about all sorts of interesting things, not the least of which is you are on a book tour. You're hanging out here at Reinvention Radio headquarters. Really do appreciate that. So what's in a name? We're going to find out what's in the name about Zen and all of that fun stuff here on Reinvention Radio. We'll talk to you guys soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.